and welcome back to season 3, episode 16. I'm sorry, I've not been here for a while. The last episode I done was about the CrossFit Open, and the CrossFit Open happened that first week, and I got back, I think, really late, and I thought, I just can't do it for 2 weeks, because it was just, there was too much going on, and I was getting stressed out, and I have to look after me. And anyway, I want to talk to you about so many things. Oh, where do I begin? If I knew how to use this software properly, I would bring back Slim Shady's song, Guess Who's Back, Back Again, etc. I won't sing it for you, because that's worth a lot of money. Jokes. A lot of things I want to talk to you about. Firstly, being smart. How fucking smart are you? We're going to find out. Really, all these podcasts that I do are all interlinked. They all essentially have the same message, and I'm continuously finding new ways of trying to live that message, whether that be through humour, insults, realisation, my own personal experiences. However I can do that, I will try and continue to offer you that. And that's, you know, you have my word on that. As long as I am able to still deliver these podcasts, I will always do that. So I think it's safe to say that, you know, that if, for those of you that do listen to me, and you generally, most of you that do listen to me are people that I know. I mean, there are a few listeners that I am gobsmacked around the world that actually listen to the shit I say. But you know that none of it's bullshit, and it's real shit. It's real talk. So I want to talk to you about being smart and having a perspective of training. Now, my interactions through people through weeks and days, I love, because I get to think of these topics through these conversations and the different questions that I get asked, and then kind of just put it all together in my head, because it works in mysterious ways, and then talk about it. Before I do that, though, actually, I want to tell you something that's happened to me the last 7 days. Can you fucking believe it? I've started this ice plunging thing, and I have to take my hat off to my partner, because she is the one that got me into it and is doing it for me, and I really appreciate that. But it's fucking hard, man. It's fucking cold, I tell you that. My nipples come out of that and I could fucking cut ice. It is freezing, and only 2 days ago have I worked to get in my neck and shoulders under. I'm yet to get my head under. I have to come out and then put my head in after. But getting there. Now, this actually might be a good analogy in a little way. So I want to talk to you about this ice thing in relation to perspective on training and what the way that you should do it for you, right? So people will watch Facebook, people will watch videos on Instagram, and they'll see people just fucking jump in and freeze their tits off and then get out, etc. But these 7 days for me has been a building phase, right? So the water started it didn't start at 15 degrees. The thing said 12 to 15. So we started at 12, I think, because we put the water in from the garden, as in the hose, and it was at 12. So we just sat with that, fuck putting ice in at this stage. Not a chance. Cold enough. But then what we done was just and so we was only in there, I think, for the first day. I think it was like we both managed, I think, 30 seconds, I think. I can't remember, but something along those lines. And the reason I'm telling you this is because from that day, it's just been a case of slowly going down in depth, so getting more of your body in, and then slowly increasing the temperature, slowly increasing the length of time. So I've actually managed to work up to a minute and a half, and in order for me to plunge and get my whole body down, I might have to reduce the time again, but I'm not making the temperature colder. So the lowest the temperature has been is like 9 point something. But I'm telling you this because I'm making it realistic for me. Now, this week coming, we have a goals workshop, which we're offering to our members and how to set goals and realistic goals. And I want you to start thinking about how you're going to look at your training. Now, there's so many things to address, as I said at the beginning, but for me, being 10 years as coming up 10 years as an affiliate owner, the biggest thing at the moment is post-open, right? Post-CrossFit Open. There is a buzz that happens within the open. There's certainly a buzz after, and you should take that as your real... I understand, I'm not fucking stupid enough to realise that not everyone wants to do competition. You hopefully know that by now. You know that I'm not that naive. But what I will say is that if anything, you can use that as your objective for next year to measure your progress, because you can come away from having to lift the most weight, having to, no one actually cares about how much you weigh, how much you can lift, blah, blah, blah. No one cares. What you should care about is how you can progress year on year. And those things can be done in small segments, right? So throughout this whole year now of programming within the gym, we're going to work, for example, on different things, different sections. We go through different cycles of the year. We focus on for 6 weeks, we'll do one thing, we'll have a bit more of a bias to something. Another 6 weeks, when we go on an eight week program, etc. So I want you to have a little bit of a different perspective on training. And one of the conversations that I had with one of you, and you'll know who it is, as in the person listening will know it's you when I start talking about it, is that through, I don't know at what point it became crossed over, but through fitness expectations, social media expectations, or now kind of like life expectations, you're almost expected to be in the best fucking shape of your life and train 4, 5, 6 times a week, when and maintain a social life and maintain a relationship and try and eat well and be in a full-time job and everything else. And the reality is that's like, it's not reality. And the conversation that I had was, actually, most people don't really need to train more than 3 at a push 4 times a week. And I guarantee for a lot of you listening, you're going to think, oh, but Lorenzo, you own the gym, you have a membership that's more than that. Yeah, and I actually, that's probably one of the things I regret. And I think if I was to start again tomorrow, I think I would remove that. I think the most that I would offer would be 4 times a week. Because we get like centered into this, we get pushed into this corner that, you know, we have to use those sessions and I've got to train 5 times a week in order to be fit. I will have a bet with you, and I will make a personal bet. I won't disclose a figure or anything. If this applies to you, I will have a personal bet with you of something that I promise that if you reduce your training to 3 times a week, 4 max, you'll have a better output in your training and in your life, because other areas will get attention where they're lacking at the moment. So I think a lot of us will put stress around training, right? But there's like so many, you know, different pillars to fitness: stress, nutrition, you know, flexibility, mobility. But we just focus on the gym part. And actually, if you reduce that load, right, you're winner chicken dinner. The way that I would suggest is that you need 1 strength day per week. Okay, so that can be a compound move, squat, press, deadlift, whatever that might be, an Olympic lift, it could be any of those movements, okay? Within that strength day, there might be some core work, but that's your session. In that strength day, you don't necessarily need to have what we call a WOD, or a workout of the day. Now, this is going to sound very controversial, and actually, it's almost against what we do at the gym, because it's hard to educate a mass group of people, but we slowly do that. And when we do that, it actually works really, really well, but we can't do it full time yet because we have to slowly educate. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of resistance and that will cause me problems. And I have enough problems on my plate to deal with, both mentally and and externally. So the other day would be a zone 2 workout. Now, we spoke about zones in one of these podcasts. You need a strength day, so something heavy. You need a zone 2 workout, something light and something long, right? And then 1 to 2 mid-range workouts, where within that, when I say mid-range workouts, I'm talking like 12 to max 15 minute workout. That's at a max. Before that, there might be some accessory. When I say accessory, kind of bodybuilding kind of splits, where training originated from. This is not to say that CrossFit doesn't work for you or bodybuilding works for you. It's not to say that at all. If you go back onto the archives of CrossFit.com and look at every single workout that is up there, and they teach you this in the level 1 and how to write basic programming, every day has one objective and one purpose. But what has happened within the CrossFit world, not just actually the CrossFit world, but also the fitness world, is we've got obsessed with doing the strength component, and we've got obsessed with then doing a conditioning component and kind of labeling it together. Strength conditioning is actually not that. It's generally done segmented. And it's not to say that you can't do it together. You can, right? But I want to kind of give you this analogy. Well, it's not even an analogy. I don't even know what it is. This example. It's an example. It's not an analogy. Example. If you have, I want you to do this with me. Grab a piece of pen and a paper. Give you a few seconds to do that. If you're not doing it, just pretend you are. You can even do it on your phone, on your calculator. But that's just being lazy. Go get a fucking piece of paper. Right. So if you came in on a Monday and you're feeling fine, you're feeling good, you're feeling yourself a little bit, and you gave 100% effort, okay? You come in on Tuesday, you're feeling a little bit beat from Monday, and the cortisol level is a little bit higher, and you're a little bit fatigued, and you give 75% on that Monday, okay? And you come in on the Wednesday, and because you're even more tired, you're giving yourself, or you can only give 65%, okay? So you've got 100, you've got 75, and then you've got 65, okay? You with me? That gives you a total of 240%, let's say, whatever you want to call it, 240. But if you apply this process, you came in on a Monday, it doesn't have to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm just using this as an example, okay? You gave 85%, right? You then gave me 85% the next day, and you gave me 85% the day after. You now have given an output of 255%. You're 15% better off. Now, if you continue to do that, the second example, you'll give 85% on day four, day five, if you were. I know this contradicts me saying come down training 3-4 times a week. You'll have more output than you would in the first example because your output is going to go down. And that's why, if you think about it, this is just thought, I just thought of this now. This is why training attendance for most people is reduced towards the end of the week. And also why you stray away from your goals at the end of the week, which is why when Friday comes, you socialize more, Saturday comes, you socialize. Yes, I get it. You're not at work too, and you finished early and you have free time. But because of everything else, your effort and your output, not necessarily effort, your output goes down. Your effort can go down too. And you kind of just tick a box. So that's 15% over 3 days. So if you continue to do that, the percentage will be greater because in the example one, your percentage will go down. So the difference will be bigger. Now, the point that I'm getting at is that if you can give, in theory, you're giving less, but you're going to gain more, right? And if we have that approach, we can then go back to what we were saying a few weeks ago in these podcasts about fitness for life and longevity within fitness. Unfortunately, I keep telling you that you stop watching social media because social media gives us this false perception of what you should be like when you're fit, or what should fitness look like? You're going to train five, six times a week, or four, five, six times, or whatever. At the expense of what? At the expense of stress, maybe at home. At the expense of not being able to have enough time to do X. At the expense of being fucking tired when you wake up all the time. At the expense of, and I'm going to say, listen, I am certainly not perfect. I have gone through that stage, absolutely. But I went through that stage years back, which is now why I'm telling you guys doing this, don't do that. And I'm only 33, 34 this year. There's going to be people listening to this that are older than me. So if you can reserve that and put that into place like straight away, you can give more. You're giving less per day, but giving more per week, and you're gaining more per week. And then that compound effect week on week is then greater. If you think of a pie chart, I think I've given you this before. If you think of a pie chart and you divide that pie chart by all these different things that you've got in your life, you know, fitness, nutrition, food, drink, the biggest part of that for someone when they start the gym, and I find that it then also becomes the biggest part for people that get the addiction of CrossFit, is that the gym part gets the biggest and everything else gets the smallest. But it shouldn't. The pie chart should just get bigger. Everything should get bigger. You should be able to add to that pie chart in all areas. You shouldn't sacrifice the others and take anything away from the other segments. I also want you to answer this question. And if you can give me a valid answer, then I will stop. For those that are going hard and hard and hard, like, can I ask you why? Like, What's the re like? What do you want out of that? Have you achieved what it is that you want to? And if you have, I'd like to know. This is not an attack on you. This is generally I want to know. This is a question. I'd love to talk about it. Maybe one day get you back on the show and we can talk, or get you on the show rather than get you back. That's insinuating that's at someone. It's not at anyone. But if you haven't and you're still on this chase, what is it that you're chasing for? And if you have, what have you sacrificed along the way? Now, if you're elite level, different story. There's only a certain amount of people in the world, a percentage of people that can do that, because the sacrifice is huge for the expense of a gold medal, a prize pot, a contract in terms of sport, etc. But I maybe we can share this in a podcast and we can talk about it, and we do it like a little Q&A session, to be honest, it'd just be a normal conversation. So that's what I'd like for you to think about. I want you to have a different perspective of training. Now you've got, you've got a year. If you're looking to take part next year in the Open, whether that's because you're an avid CrossFitter or because you just want to use that as a tool to measure yourself against, and I think that's a great asset to have. Because remember, we talk about and we often say, or I often tell you, that there is no end goal to training, but you certainly need a purpose for training. You need to measure against something. So we're going to do this for the rest of our life, but you want to see some progression. So if you're open next year, the way that you're going to measure that and be tested by maybe the same workout or the same skills, and if you can't do the same skills, we're hopefully added that skill set, then you've passed that progression for that year, but you've given yourself 12 months to do it and not like 4 or 5 weeks. And I think maybe one of the things, maybe the biggest drop-off in fitness is maybe because people go so hard so quickly. And they do 2 years worth of training in the first 6 months. Possibly. Might be worth a discussion about that. But I want you, what is your plan? What is it that you want from this? Ask yourself those questions. What do you want? Now, if it's an aesthetic thing, that's fine. You need to establish what needs to change for that aesthetic thing to happen. If your thing is performance-based, you need to understand what it is in your performance, outside of your performance too, that needs to change, the same as in aesthetics. If your thing is a little bit of both, you have to sit down and understand, create a plan of how you are going to address that and have that realistic goal for you to achieve. This whole social media thing of like, if you're not training 5 times a week and if you're not lifting this and like just constantly sit, like it's embarrassing. Like it honestly, it is. I mean, I've done it. I'm embarrassed myself, but you go on there and you're like, you just fucking go mad at workouts and going hard and like you've done it in 2 minutes. Yeah, that's fine. As I said, if you're being paid as an elite person to do that, or you're trying to win something, but you're going to go back home to your partner and your children, and play with them, or make dinner, or go into the office. Like, I'm a little bit, I don't know, I'm a bit confused with that. Bit confused. Maybe I'm being a bit narrow-minded and sounding like a bit of a prick, and I don't mean to be. I feel like over the last couple of years I've become a little bit more self-aware and aware of the things that are going around me and around the industry and how I can try and help people come away from that and get not sucked into it. Because I think once you're sucked in, it's quite hard to get out. Either something like an injury has to happen, or you just have your own realization in whatever message that is for you of how and why that, you know, why you need to change it. But we're on this pursuit of chasing excellence, but we have no definition of what excellence looks like. Give it look, at the end of the day, there's nothing in it really for me to tell you this, apart from the fact that I know that I'm giving you the right advice. If you're someone that has maybe not gained as much as you wanted to, or plateauing, take the focus away from training and have the mentality of like long term of ticking the boxes, but putting the same effort into other areas of your life to to search, or not search, but to create that happiness. Because I think we end up trying to put all our eggs in one basket and put happiness into the gym. But we don't know what that looks like. Because when you do CrossFit, I'll be honest, the only way that I can explain it to you is that you can never be happy, because there's always something that you can't do, or you could have done better or harder or faster. And that's where the catch is. That's where it like literally just fucks you. Because even if you were to use a strength movement, whatever, it's all done by feel and how you feel on the day and what you've done the day before and how you've led up. Everything has a lag. It's including this podcast, as in, I think there's something wrong with the sound. Hopefully not. When you go in and do like a one rep max back squat, it's not, yes, there's an element of it based on the day, but it's also the stuff that you've done before that. This, your back squat one rep max, for example, is a lagging measure of how you've trained for the last 3 months to 6 months, year, if not. The way that you feel about yourself is a lagging measure of the decisions that you have made over the last few months, because nothing lasts forever. So the feeling that you might feel about yourself, whether you're happy, unhappy, has not always been like that. There's been another narrative. I don't know if I can explain that in any other way. I'll give you a bit of a, I like to use the word analogy. I feel really intelligent using that word. No, I don't think I can give you an analogy of that. If it comes to me, I'll let you know. But you have to ask yourself these questions. What more, like how, if you were to carry on the way that you're going, how long can you maintain that for? And how much longer would you be happy doing what you're doing for? I will maybe make myself vulnerable here. And I've done that. I've been in those shoes of training multiple times and putting all of my eggs in one basket about fitness. And I think I'll just get it up to confirm it. And I'm just getting up as we speak. The reason I want to tell you this is because I think this is what changed my perspective. I think in just getting my profile up for, it's easier for me to talk about CrossFit with this. In my CrossFit career, let's say, not much of a career, but I think back in 2020, I think it was 2020, I think there was a year that there was two opens. Oh, I really need to find this because it will make a lot more sense. But the longer I go on, the fucking more I'm realizing I'm forgetting what I'm talking about. Here we go. I have it. In 2020, I placed in the open 431st in the UK, which is my biggest finish ever. So I said to myself, right, I'm going to give it a go next year and I'm going to try and get in the top 250. Now that was at the expense of training multiple times, stupidly ignoring things like niggles and injuries. What happened after training, you know, 2-3 times a day? I'll tell you what life actually was sometimes. It was coach in the morning, maybe a session sometimes, breakfast, nap, train. And depending on what time of year this was, because at the time it was possible that I was teaching at college, I would have gone coaching, breakfast, teaching, lunch, training, and basically getting in a couple multiple training sessions. I remember in a day doing Diane, which is 21:15:9 of deadlifts and handstand push-ups, deadlifts at 100 kilo. That is a very short workout, but the intensity is really high. Central nervous system screaming because it's like sub, I think I done it sub, hold on, I can tell you. It is in here somewhere. I think I done it in about four minutes. Yeah, 250. In fact, I think it was something like 257. Less than, yeah, it was 257. And later on that day, I done Murph without a vest, where the volume is insane. Mile run, 100 meters, 100 pull-ups, push-ups, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and a mile run. Totally unnecessary. And what happened? I got injured. Obviously not that day, but through that, through the decisions I was making and how I was abusing my body, but yeah, fine. There was a goal and I was pursuing it, but I hadn't had the other areas of life sorted out to support that goal. That's a different story. But now, I've struggled a lot mentally over the last 4 years since that. Yeah, we were in 2024. Yeah, I have struggled a lot mentally with different things. Training being a big part. Just life in general. The impact and effects of COVID. I have really struggled with that a lot. Some, you know, things, personal circumstances and stuff. I've really struggled. And there is one thing though that I have done after a 2 year gap, I believe, was introduce training, but on a smaller scale. So I think I initially started with doing like one or two sessions a week, just when I felt like mentally okay to do it. I just ticking over. Then went through stages of like, okay, I wasn't there mentally, so I didn't. And just obviously within that, you do pile on weight and you go through different experiences. That carried on for a little while. And I think within the last March. Within probably the last 6 months is probably the most consistent I've ever been with training over the last 4 years. And even in them 6 months, it's been inconsistent. If we're looking at solid consistency, it's probably got to be the last two or 3 months where I've actually been able to get those three, at least three sessions in a week. But I've also changed, moved the goalpost, because I'm not having that pressure to feel like I have to get it done. I get it done because I want to get it done and not because I have to. So that's where another part of it is I enjoy. I've taken a lot out of that and I've put my mindset more to other things. So for example, I think I said this in a couple of other podcasts before, I've taken a lot more on with regards to what I eat and what I'm consuming. Takeaways have been, I mean, not that we had loads anyway, but it was an easier option. They're far and few between. I mentioned to you obviously that we've started these ice cold plunges. Went through a period through the winter which helped me massively of bone broth, and I was having one a day. Now supplementing some zinc and magnesium and some other bits and pieces to help. What else? I think now, in fact, it's only this last week, but also invested into a Whoop band to monitor some of those markers. And you could argue that they're arbitrary numbers, but there is a guide. Just to make me more accountable of when I should push and when I, like, do I need to push? I think that's the biggest question. Strain is one of those indicators. Like, if you're already feeling like shit, and I don't think many of us are aware of this, why do we need, like, for what do we need to push ourselves? Why don't you just take the night off and spend time with people around you? Anyway, I could talk about that stuff for a long time. But openly, if you want to know more about that, certain parts of what I said, then feel free to have a chat with me about it. I'm happy to talk to you. I'm also quite good at, unfortunately, blocking things out. So where I'm trying to talk to you and relive this, some of it's just so far in the back of my head, just purely because I either don't want to remember it, like bad, as in a bad experience, bad time, or I've just got other things in my head, but I will do my best. So my point is that you've got to do the right things for you. And that's only going to come from a change in perspective and putting yourself first and forgetting what the expectations are or what other people think that you should do. Because it's what they think you should do, but not what you think you should do and not what they think that you think you should do. It's what you want to do. I think I confused myself there. I've got a headache after that one. I hope all that makes sense. You're used to me by now that I go backwards and forwards with just loads of stuff. But it's all real stuff. And I mean all the stuff that I say. None of it's bullshit. It is as it comes. Please give me some topics to send to speak about. We're having a bit of a... I'm going to try and get one done midweek and then post and send this out to you on Thursday next week, because we're actually getting some works done to the gym, which means some closure. And I'm trying to manage my stress about that, just purely because I'm not in control of some of the deliveries of certain things and timings of some certain things. And I do struggle when I am not in control of those things, because it runs smoother generally when I am in control of it. But I'll try and get this done for another one done for you for next Thursday and give you some more wisdom, hopefully. And we'll be back next week, and I'm looking forward to catching up. Have a great week.